read that too,
yeah,
Scott.
You know what I'm talking about.
Isn't that there's like a realm with angelic beings,
yeah,
a realm with nasty, evil demons, if you will?
Well, that's the quantum realm. The quantum realm has
planets. And the ancestral realm, which is where we are.
Yeah. The one thing that really grabbed me is that, and you hear this all the time, wherever you're at, well, I got smashed over the head with that sledgehammer, and then I saw this tunnel.
Right.
Okay? Right? Not making light of it, just saying, you know, near-death experiences, I saw this tunnel. Now, the way that's explained by Mark Macy is that that tunnel is nothing more than a means of, how would you say, a leapfrog over the quantum realm. The quantum realm is the realm that's just outside of the physical realm. The quantum realm is where these confused spirits are, and what you call the evil, nasty spirits. They refer to them more as dark pockets of spirit.
Now, did you see that thing on the, not to interrupt, Scott?
Yeah, no problem.
That thing on the website that said how to avoid the unpleasant?
Yeah. I haven't read that. I have all this stuff stacked up on my desk right now, as a matter of fact.
See, I've been going through it every night, and I start reading it, and then it's about 3 o'clock in the morning when I'm done, ready to experiment, and I never get around to it. But, you know, it's something I want to do. It would definitely be funner if I had somebody here with me.
Yeah.
You have an entire state of Indiana behind you.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to teach this to the Indiana Ghost Trackers. And I've talked to Mike McDowell, the president of IGT, and he said that, you know, he's known about it for a while. And I said, I just think it would be beneficial. Anything that could help, you know,
yeah,
for work.
It's going to help you learn.
You know, that would be some kind of, you know, great training to add in.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, here's the theory of the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to receive signals, but not direct signals. You can't receive direct signals from up in a different plane,
yeah,
of existence.
No.
Right.
But you can, the theory is you can receive harmonic signals.
Mm-hmm.
Because every signal, one of the things you have to do when you like install a transmitter, whether it's an amateur radio transmitter or an FM transmitter or a TV,
mm-hmm,
station transmitter,
yeah,
when you install a transmitter, you've got to work really, really hard to make it so that your equipment will not transmit on harmonic frequencies. And that's
I'm not following you on that, Doug.
When you broadcast something, when you create a broadcast signal,
mm-hmm,
right,
it's rarely going to be like, you know, like, let's say, what, 107.3 FM,
okay,
or something.
Okay.
It's not only 107.3, but there's also going to be exactly double that, and exactly,
mm-hmm,
triple that.
Yeah,
and
that's
quadruple,
that's what a harmonic
exactly
frequency is.
And exactly half that, and exactly,
mm-hmm,
a quarter that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what you've got to do is you've got to work really hard to reduce the power to those other frequencies, because those are used for other things.
Right.
Right? And so what happens is they were hoping that the spirit team in the other realm could make a transmission that they would receive a lower multiple of. They would receive a lower harmonic frequency of. So they,
mm-hmm,
would receive the same transmission,
yeah,
but at lower, you know, in our frequency spectrum.
Well, we could actually hear it.
What's up, guys? I got this 2-hour-long white noise CD.
Mm-hmm.
You guys need a copy, I can make you a copy, but I play it when I go out on my laptop to cemeteries or haunted places or whatever. And
I take it you don't mean White Noise the movie.
No, White Noise. But
yeah,
the movie.
Otherwise,
comes
we're going to have, like, Warner Brothers or somebody.
No, I don't have any bootlegs yet. What this is no clean white noise. And you know there's not going to be any radio transmissions coming through whatsoever because it's already been pre-recorded. It's clean, it's stable, so anything that comes out of this CD we know will be from the other realm, or one of the other three.
Yeah.
Now, my question was, see, I got so many questions, but my question is, am I to shoot myself in the foot by using this white noise?
Well,
should it be pure white noise from a radio?
Well, okay, here's the thing. Well, white noise is white noise. It doesn't matter if it's coming from a radio or whatever. That's in our audible spectrum. That's, mm-hmm, in the frequency range that we can hear.
Well, the only difference is, though, Scott, if I use a radio has the ability to pick up signals. Now, if I use my laptop playing a CD that has white noise recorded to it, it's already been recorded. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here's what they did for the signals, okay?
Okay.
If you look at the schematic for the Spiritcom mark, I think it was 4.
Mm-hmm.
Write this down.
What it is, what it exactly is, it's a transmitter as well as a receiver, inside a Faraday cage.
A ferret's cage?
No, ferret.
I'm kidding.
And no, inside a Faraday cage, so that not only would they not be broadcasting outside the cage, but also
outside. Why don't
you
build it and
come in?
Make me pictures, step one, step two.
Well, so what they were doing is they weren't just playing white noise, which is audible, you know, that's audible spectrum to us, right? They weren't just playing that. They were transmitting these tones,
which are basically vibrations, but they were
taking it from the audible spectrum, transmitting it in like microwave or something. Mm-hmm. They give the exact frequencies they were giving.
Yeah,
they were doing like 1.2 megahertz or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know, and they were transmitting them. They were transmitting them a whole foot. I mean, they were transmitting them, you know, throughout the cage, obviously, but they were being received a whole foot later on an identical antenna by a receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So what was happening is they were taking this audible pattern, transmitting it, they were, you know, turning it into 1.2 megahertz or gigahertz, I don't remember. It's all.
They took it all into terahertz with this project.
Well, they did, yeah, later on.
Oh, my God.
But then they received it, you know, within a foot of itself, within this Faraday cage,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully the idea was the spirit team on the other side could modulate that signal up at the 1.2, you know, whatever frequency they were
mm-hmm.
transmitting on.
Mm-hmm.
They could modulate it up there so that the receiver would hear more than they were transmitting.
Okay, what experiments are you guys going to try with this?
Well, we're not doing that.
We're not going to do that. See, that's the thing. That's the biggest thing right there.
I figured if you guys try one, I could try another one, and then we could talk back and forth as to how much progress was, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our big thing right now, honestly, is that we just last Sunday, for example, myself and Doug, we talked about it just a little bit last Sunday. We actually went out and went to a flea market and just picked around until we found six solid analog, like just with a dial, just a little dial on the side,
right.
Radios to produce static, more or less.
Well, see, I got a little pocket radio that I've been taking to these cemeteries playing with, and I got to tell you guys, my first time. And if I'd known what I know now, I took it back, and I'm listening to the radio out in the middle of the cemetery, and it's, you know, nothing on it.
Yeah.
And I take it back, and I play it on my Adobe software on my laptop,
mm-hmm.
and I hear probably 50 people talking at once. And I'm going, no way, because what we know of EVP,
mm-hmm.
we know of get out or hi.
Well, yeah, and that's what we know, too. That's what we know, too. That's why these things are so surprising to us.
Then hearing Mark talk about what we already knew,
mm-hmm.
broke it down about, you know, going to cemeteries and places like that, you were going to have all these people confused and all these voices coming across sometimes. It makes sense. That EVP that I got, which I kicked myself in the ass because I erased it, because I thought it was static, could have very well been voices of the deceased coming through.
Our biggest focus right now, and we're kind of following it more or less by a process, so to say, is that we know that down here we have issues we need to resolve. Not bad things. There's nothing wrong with us.
Sure, sure.
But we know that we need to get our heads in the right place before we even start playing with any of the toys, so to say.
Well, I think it's all game face, baby. When you walk in. Game face on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, you could be fighting with your girlfriend, your wife, your mistress, whatever, when you walk in the front door, but once you hit that door, get straight.
That's the bottom line right there.
That's the problem I got, Scott. I got to be able to shake stuff off, and I'm trying. I mean, I've been doing the heart meditation trying, but
mm-hmm.
it's hard to get my brain to go down the elevator in my spine and park it, you know what I mean?
Well, I have the focus of a tick.
Yeah,
so it's like, I know that. That's my biggest weakness.
I got my son hit me in the back of the head with a wiffle ball bat, and I'm going home.
Yeah.
Home. So, you know, I might be better for that in the long run. I might be able to.
Well, what that's going to do, essentially, from what we've learned, what that's going to do is clear the window. It's going to make it easier for us to contact.
Yeah, we're on our same vibrations, correct?
Exactly, and that's what we're doing by doing these training sessions, is we're going to raise our vibrational levels by doing that.
Hey, man, go put in a tape of Enya.
Oh, that'll raise.
Yeah. go put in some monk stuff from Enya and sit in a dark room and focus on your TV doing the loop thing. If that don't do it, I'm at a loss.
Well, really, after we're done, when we feel we're going to be ready to start doing the experiments, it isn't really going to be a matter of sitting down and meditating then. It's going to be a matter of, okay, let's put this thing together. Everybody feeling good? Everybody feel all right? Okay, we're all feeling all right. Let's do it. It's going to be more or less, I don't know if we're going to be able to actually pinpoint, okay, guys, we're going to have a meeting, we're going to have an ITC experiment this time on Saturday. I mean, it's going to be more or less sit down with each other and go, okay.
You know what I found out? These cats on the other side, man, with EVP, I've never been right with, mindset and everything else. I go out and I do what I got to do.
Well, yeah.
You know, I talk to them like I'm having a conversation. Hi, my name is Sean Burris. I'm with the Indiana Ghost Trackers.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear you. I'm here to speak with you, whoever you are. You know, and I try to show love and respect and all that stuff. And I got to tell you, a lot of times I didn't get anything. But then after a year or two, every time I turn on the recorder, I got something. And more, it seemed like I would get one EVP a night, and then three a night, and then four a night. And I just think the more you go, these cats on the other side get used to you, and they're like, what's up, fellas?
Yeah,
I was happy to get a
meeting. And I'm serious. I think they feel your vibration come through so many times, they get used to you. And in exchange, you feel more comfortable. So in the process, instead of burning incense and and meditating and everything, I think we can also experiment up until that point where we're actually...
Well, we have. We've all done that down here, and you've done
too. I'm just trying to justify what I'm doing. I haven't been meditating. I've been jumping right in going, hello.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, like I just said, all want to get our hands dirty.
The quality of the EVP that you get, you get good, high-quality stuff. I mean, none of us were of a meditative state when we got,
we
want to come, or I want to go with the girl, or the guy agreeing that he wanted some bags of quarters.
Yeah.
You know,
We weren't. We were just walking around.
We were just walking around. But what happened was, those are relatively short EVPs.
Very short.
Compared to what World ITC was getting.
Oh, yeah.
So
we're talking about conscious contact,
conversation
too.
Exactly. And contact. Yeah.
Exactly. We're talking about people that literally are going, okay, look, I'm going to call you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I want that. I don't know if my wife wants it.
Well, yeah, but you see, Sean,
we were talking about demons last week or whatever, and it says right there on the ITC website, avoiding the unpleasant.
Yeah, because of demons.
And let's say we don't avoid the unpleasant. Let's say we go ahead and attract the unpleasant. Now, does that mojo or that energy go with you and stay with you and make your life hard and stuff? Well, the book says it can. You guys with me?
Yeah,
well,
totally.
I think what you got to do is then, you've got to, still live correctly and keep meditating and get beyond that.
Well, I think it's a chance we take. Like, I just go to all these people's homes and these cemeteries, you don't know what you're going to come in contact with.
No, you don't.
I just can't wait until Katrina picks up the phone and it's like Rawdiv or something.
It'd be like,
If
I had one of those voice things.
One of those things.
I was going to call you guys on the air. Wouldn't that be something?
And then those are creepy sounding.
Those little voice box things, and I'd be like, Scott.
He's like, oh my gosh, Ned from South Park. I'm like, nice. Ned.
Yeah, like Ned.
Sing Kumbaya for me now.
You guys are the shit. You didn't call the phone company or anything else. Who was that? Just now call.
No, it really, but those are the things, though, you got to keep in mind, though, Sean, and that's what we're keeping in mind, too, with even before, even these infant stages of what we're doing right now is that any impurities, that's a bad term to use, but anything, like you said, I mean, you're having a bad day, I mean, we were going to get together this morning, for example, but Kelly wasn't feeling too well.
Right.
And she said, I'm not feeling too well, and I'm not going to be able to do what I need to do with you guys if I'm feeling like this. And there was no question about it.
Well,
nope.
So you guys know Trina and Devin, they're gone during the day, so I have all day to pretty much meditate or experiment. So I have the house to myself, it's quiet, and that'll be my time to do that. But I'm going to try to spread it out here this way, so you guys keep working on it there, and I'll share my results with you guys, and you guys just keep me in the loop, okay? Because I need all the help I can, so Doug, email me tonight, please.
I sure will.
Email me all your...
All the contact info and everything, yep.
I lost my cell phone. But you guys have a great new year, and I'll tell you what, my goal for this year is to get this ITC thing working, get the ball rolling at least.
Well, that's what we're going to be doing this year, cool. too. It sounds like we have a mutual agreement on that.
Yes, and when we have Nikola Tesla calling us, then things will really start to roll.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we can have him as a guest on the show.
Why not? There's a phone sitting there.
Yeah, why not? I mean,
that'd be hellacious to have on our web. This week, Nikola Tesla.
It would be like, oh, my gosh. How did they arrange that?
If you don't get syndication off that, I don't know who the hell's going to get. What more do you want from us, people?
I think Art Bell would have us on Coast to Coast.
I think that would.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Yeah.
They should already have you guys on Coast to Coast.
You want to have Marlon Brando? One second, please, Marlon. Okay, you know.
Put the phone call in.
So definitely, we'll keep in the loop on this. It sounds like you're just as enthused about it as we are.
Well,
so.
I'm going crazy because at least you guys got two or more there that are interested. Here it's just me. So, you know, I haven't had our monthly meeting yet, so at the next meeting I'm going to really spread it out there and get it out. And if any Indiana ghost trackers or anybody close to Indiana is listening right now, I encourage them to come out to the Terre Haute meeting, which will be on the 15th of this month.
Okay.
Eagle County Library, and we're going to go ahead and spread this ITC stuff because I really believe in it, and I'm ready to go with it.
Well,
so.
We do too, and that's why we're really excited about it.
But you got to remember that the guy who discovered EVP in the first place was just wandering through the hills and trees recording bird songs.
Mm-hmm.
That's
all
right.
All alone.
That's right. And you know what, though? Remember what Mark said. It's a great job to have here. What do you say? Yeah, the great job to have here because it's got a great retirement package. Hey, guys, you take care. Thanks for letting me call in. Have a great show tonight.
Have a good one, Sean.
All right, guys, bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. So you have a lot of good questions.
But
as I swallow this cookie, sorry.
Yeah, these are awesome.
These are very
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I agree. The ITC stuff is extremely, extremely interesting.
I think we discussed that, though. And we were, I mean... I'm really curious to see what Sean's going to do with this because we're kind of not. I mean, the SpiritCon thing is very interesting. I've been through it. You've been through it, and we both saw that. Okay, this has been done, and you had some pretty interesting ideas on Tuesday. We won't get into those because that's secret, ultra confidential, ghostly talk business there. But
oh, we have some of that.
Cool. Yeah, we do for 4 years almost, or 3.5. Yeah. We finally have ultra secret confidential business, but you had some interesting ideas concerning that.
Right,
and,
that's
basically not even taking into account the whole SpiritCon, issue.
Right, but first we've got to get our feet wet, and that means
sitting down
doing the meditation circle.
Yeah.
for at least a while,
mm-hmm.
until you get good at it and you are balanced again spiritually.
Yeah, yeah.
And then once we're all like that, then it'll be proceed from there.
Yeah, that's the first step we're going to make, and I mean. Like Sean said, I mean, I agree with him more totally on that, is that I know all of us down here are the same type. We want to just get in there and get our hands dirty and start playing
with the toys
and start writing the numbers down and start trying to find a pattern here somewhere.
Right.
That's what you do as a scientist. You want
and
to find
we
a pattern.
And we were crawling through looking for those radios and stuff, and we got really good deals.
Oh, we got, well, yeah.
I'm glad we went.
It was an excellent shopping trip. It was great. But yeah, and I mean, that's the first step. We have them sitting on hand waiting, basically. Doing nothing right now, but we know when we're ready, we're going to start
and
experimenting.
And we're happy
with
them.
Yeah.
We like them. They work. Well, I don't know. Did you try them?
No.
Oh. Well, we'll find out.
Pete was playing
with
the phone line. Oh.
You don't even have a phone line at the Scott.
No. No, we don't. We don't, but apparently he
thought
we did.
Well, that's a bonus for this line of work, so.
Well, that'll be a good thing. Well, somebody called on the phone. All right. Well,
you would know
we don't have
paranormal's going on.
We don't have a landline here. What's going on? But yeah, we got all types of little devices. You know, they're all radios. They're all analog type radios with
the
old
analog
dials.
Yep. We made sure of that.
But there's I think one's a clock radio.
Right.
One's a clock radio with a phone.
Mm-hmm.
One's a regular old radio. One's a boombox.
We've got quite a variety, too.
Yeah, there's all types of things. And we're going to try to use all these.
Well, the good thing about that is because the idea with those are, you put them in a circle and turn them to static,
mm-hmm.
and then it creates a field of some kind that they may be able to modulate.
Well, that would create a harmonic field in some sorts.
Right.
In some circles, some people might not agree with that, but that's what I think it
would
do.
Well, what happens is they'll all have different tonal inflection.
Yeah, totally.
Because they're built completely different.
The speakers are different.
It's
speakers
like
are smaller, bigger.
Yeah, we rushed out and bought absolutely identical radios or anything. These are completely different manufacturers, completely different kinds.
Yeah.
The speakers are all heaven only knows. And what happens is they they'll each have its own tonal inflection to add to the static itself.
Yeah.
That it's listening or that it's broadcasting in the audible realm.
Yes. So it will be interesting when we get to that, but we know for a fact that it's not going to happen overnight, unfortunately.
Right.
And as much as we wanted to,
we could set them up in a circle and see if it works.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're trying.
If it does, I'd like faint. You know.
Well, yeah, completely, and I wouldn't want to live there anymore either. So.
Oh my gosh,
you might faint regardless.
What's that?
You might faint regardless.
Yeah.
Well, why? Why would I faint and you not?
I'm not saying you. I'm talking about Doug.
Oh, Doug.
I might faint.
Why would you faint?
Too much Diet Pepsi?
Too much Diet Pepsi, huh?
Yeah.
I think we got another call coming
Tesla.
In.
Tesla.
If Tesla called me, I'd be like, oh, this will light up on it.
Oh, okay. All right, sorry. But, no, it's an interesting idea. I guess we can pimp him some more.
I have bourbon more. Balls.
Yeah. He's the bourbon balls.
You grab the bourbon balls.
Well, I fingered them.
Oh. I think it's time for a break.
It's not. Yeah, we've got seven more minutes. Now, you guys. Ooh.
Oh,
all right,
try it.
A bourbon ball.
Drum roll, Will, please. Drum roll.
Bourbon ball?
I'm tired of eating. It's going to make me sick, man. I can't eat any more of this. How is it?
Oh, my gosh.
Is it good? What's in there? Is it a cherry in there? What is it?
Well,
say something, guy.
Chocolatey.
They're chocolatey? Does it taste like bourbon, though?
It's got bourbon in it.
It's got bourbon in it?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to be drunk.
Oh, man.
Wee.
How is it? It's good?
Oh, my gosh.
We got to thank these guys again for all these goodies. Solid whiskey? Yeah, lay it on fire. See if it goes up.
No. This one's from Chocoholic Heaven. Wait, I have their card right here.
Okay.
There it is. www.angelfire.com/moon, M-O-O-N, / Chocoholic Heaven.
Okay.
And it is.
Yeah, Doug is just drunk with...
Chocoholic Heaven.
He's
oh
drunk
God.
On just bliss right now.
I
he's
had
just,
a bourbon ball.
He's so smiley and happy now that he has all these sweets in front of him. You got this. If you guys were here, there's like a green... It's like they decorated it with all these cookies, and it's like the green parsley type stuff. Oh, wait, is that all like... Okay, we got the mints here, too.
Oh, chocolate-covered rum cherries.
That's a hell of a segment. Yeah, great.
Bourbon rum. Doug gets drunk on Ghostly Talk.
Okay, try that one. I'm serious. Okay, here we go.
Chocolate.
Drum roll. Drum roll. Drum roll.
From Chocoholic Heaven.
Drum roll. How is it?
Hmm.
Are you okay, Doug?
It's really good.
Okay.
I'm gonna have the rest of these. I'm going to lay down on that couch.
I think, yeah. I don't know. It's either that or you're going to be on the ceiling, one of the two.
These are fantastic.
There's a lot of sugar here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sugar here. I think I'm sticking with the little mint thing.
I have to say, shaking in my shoes.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you so, so much. This is absolutely amazing.
Excellent packing job, by the way, too. It's becoming your bulletproof. Even Will was sweating a bit trying to rip that thing open.
I was trying to not knock over the table because I knew once it gave way.
You were going to go flying.
So, yeah. I was going to knock the table down. I was going to fall on the chair.
Shirt would have came off. Yeah. You would unplug the board. Yeah, okay. Yeah, the usual. The usual banner.
That usually happens with us.
Let's take a quick break.
Oh, and you can taste it. Oh, man, this is good.
We'll be back here.
Time for a break.
Yeah.
While I come, what's a short one?
Yeah, it's a short
while, one. Or a medium one? Do you have a medium?
No.
Then do two short.
I only have a long one.
I don't think your mic is on.
More
really
guests.
Glad.
Guests, please.
No, it's on.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I heard that.
I heard
everybody
it.
Else heard it, too.
I heard it. Yeah, let me compose myself.
Yeah, you're just too excited right now.
I got to go take a chaser pill and some insulin.
Insulin.
So I will be back after this message or whatever it is.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Just everybody just stay right there.
Oh, man.
Hey, this is Devin from Ghostish Files, reminding you to tune in to Ghostish Files every other Saturday on www.ghostishfiles.net.tc at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll see you there. Oh, man, I really gotta get out of here. Later.
Hi, this is Lisa Butler, American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena. Our website is aaevp.com, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Just when you thought it was safe to get drunk, then say hi to your friends.
Drunken Dialing.
Drunken Dialing.
Just when you thought it was safe.
Drunken Dialing.
Drunken Dialing.
Oh.
Oh.
In the house.
Oh.
There's a kangaroo kickboxing in the
city.
Oh. www.drunkendialing.com.
Good night. Say good night.
Hi, this is Tamara Thorne, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk with the hosts of Ghostbusting, Scott L. and Doug.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the vital of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Screw it.
Hello. Hello. Hello, friends, seekers of knowledge. Hello.
That was one of my favorite shows last year.
You know what? No, I'm not making fun of them. I'm not. I'm not at all. No, okay, I listened to the replay.
That was my favorite show.
It was brilliant. It was brilliant.
My second favorite show. My first favorite show, I think, had to have
it was
been
so interesting.
Bill Nell.
Yeah, it was so interesting. I have to agree. I mean, for our day and age, I mean, I'm sure that was the talk back then, you know? Okay, you guys don't know what the hell we're talking about. Because we were just kind of like flew into this thing. We were still talking, you know. We were just talking about that show with Mick and Sylvia.
Right.
And Gregory, the gentleman that was channeled through. And
very
I, you know, I have that on my desktop. I have like both those MP3 piles, piles of MP3s, those MP3 files sitting on my desktop that I can just, because I listen to that show all, you know, all the time for background noise and stuff just because it's so interesting. And that's the, you know, when he came through, I had to giggle.
He was so animated. I mean, he was very excited. I did not expect that. And, It was quite a shock.
But yeah, when he came through, he was just like, hello, hello. And he was like really into talking with us.
I had absolutely no idea.
I mean, I'm sure, I mean,
at the beginning, what it was going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course, when Gregory came through, it was like, wow. Well, that's kind of fun, you know. But then, you can hear it in what we talk about. Because it got really, really into it. And we did. And it was just, that was an incredible, incredible
show. Well, it was our job to ask questions that night. It really was, because what else were we going to do? We were just like, okay,
right,
hi.
What we do, I don't know how many people know this, because how many people listen to Ghostly Talk every week and don't know what we talk, you know, what we say to the guests beforehand and, you know, afterwards and stuff. And what we do is we tell them we want it to be like a conversation.
We try to make it as much like that as possible. Sometimes, you know, just to get things rolling, we do have to ask a few questions. But the approach we do have is a lot different from a lot of shows where we don't, like, write down a list of questions.
Yeah.
Even some agents we've just,
they,
you know,
they
they've given us
a list
of questions. Like,
yes,
okay,
they do.
There's the questions you want to ask. And we're like, okay, well, and that's, even those same people, they come on, we're like, listen, okay, we have this list of questions here, and we will follow these. That's fine, and this is what we want to talk about. But we're going to try to just kind of keep more in a more fluid sort of manner. I don't want to sit here and go, okay, end of that discussion, next.
Right.
That isn't. I think that's just uncomfortable for people.
Well, we've actually gotten some criticism. you know, your shows are just all over the place and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
That's how a conversation is. Hello?
Catch up. Catch up. You're getting behind. Sorry. Sometimes things aren't just laid out 1, 2, 3 for you. There are ideas you have to span off on and get more in depth with, and then you come back to the central idea of what you were
right.
talking about.
And,
that's how
and
a lot of discussions are.
That's how discussions go. And,
yeah.
and that's how we try to keep it, is a nice flowing discussion.
Yeah.
And it ebbs and tides and flows, and sometimes it just...
Sometimes it crashes and burns, too. It does.
It just drains out of the pool.
It don't always work.
But
it's the way we found that is the best. It always, and 99.99% of the people that come on the show, they're like, you know, we'll do it again. It sounds good. I had a ball.
The
no
most
problem.
Interesting shows I found were where it's very discussion.
Yeah.
You know, we're just discussing things, and we try to let guests lead, actually. And that sometimes works and sometimes it doesn't, because guests are sometimes uncomfortable with that format because they're so used to getting on traditional interview style shows. Well, how long did your research happen before? And you're like, 12 years.
12 years.
Yeah, and
next.
Then, yeah, and then the next question comes. And when your friends saw that you were doing this, what did they think? Oh, they called me on that case.
Yeah, same
and,
stuff. It's a, you know, it's a formula.
And
it's,
yeah,
it's
and I find it to be rather sometimes a bit pedantic. It just goes on and on and on. And even though some of them are very interesting,
yeah,
I like a conversational format better.
That's how the show was started. Was on conversation.
Right. Well, it was just you and me.
Yeah, it was just conversation. Let's just
talk
and see where it goes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and we were, but it, that's how we learned that was.
Notice there's no space for them online.
Yeah. crazy. I just don't know where space.
But the those were formula, but it was kept. You know, it was done like a conversation between us. But then we grew. We grew into. You know,
let's just talk.
Where we can talk about it, and we just talk about things. And
sometimes that does, you know, maybe take what you'd refer to, what I think is hysterical, the professional edge off of what you're doing. But you know what? This is a real show, though, too.
It works for me.
It works for me, too. It's a real show, and this is a real topic we're talking about and with real people behind the mics. So sometimes things don't go according to what your producer is supposed to go and tell you what you need to do. We just kind of go with it.
Right.
Like we're doing this week.
And yeah, this week's been like a total, what?
We prepared. No prepare.
Not for this one.
No preparation for this show whatsoever.
No.
I came down, and we were still putting equipment together at 10 to 7, and I finally said, guys, what are we going to talk about tonight? Well, we're done with the paranormal. Good enough for me. Let's go with it.
Open up the phone lines and see who comes.
See what happens, you know.
And it works. But what happens is when we have a guest, it's supposed to be like a conversation. And Heidi Hollis mentioned it the very first time she was on.
Yeah.
She says, I wish I was sitting on the couch, you know,
yeah.
with a beer in my hand or something, you know, because it was relaxed. It wasn't interview style. And I like that format. I like that a lot.
I think it's fair to the guest also for them to feel fulfilled by the end of the show, too. We put that burden on us. We're like, we didn't get everything we wanted to get in. We didn't move to where we wanted to move with that conversation. So that's why people come back, of course. But we like to put that burden on ourselves as opposed to the person on the other line going, we didn't get to talk about this.
Well, that's funny. Mark Kimmel, author of Decimal and
Trillion.
He came back on, and even though he is like a very professional businessman, everything like that, you know, that's his training, his background, even though now he's talking, you know, he talks about UFOs and the cosmic consciousness,
he talks about everything.
Yeah. Well, anyway, what happens is I think he came back on, and I think that second interview was just, or not interview, the second discussion we had with him was fantastic. He led us through the conversation, and it worked really, really well.
Yeah. And those are the interviews we like. Interview is a typical term, I know, but those are the interviews we like to have with people where, I mean, they kind of lead it. We know the content. We know what's going on. But we want them to, because we can't put it in the best terms possible.
Well, they're the expert. Yeah.
They're the one that wrote the book, or they're the one that knows the subject matter the best. You put that out, and
so
we'll sit here with you, and we'll go for the ride.
Yeah, and I felt like, you know, sometimes it means that you and I are talking back and forth, like, really, really fast.
It's happened.
And the guest is sort of like hanging on the phone, then we remember,
Oh, hey, sorry.
What do you think about that? You know, because we just go at it because we're conversationalists, I suppose.
Yeah, we are. And
that's and all of this leads up to actually next week.
Yeah.
Next week I'm nervous. I'm a nervous wreck.
This is going to be the first show we've ever done where we're like...
Because even Clyde Lewis, we know him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't know him, but, you know, he's on the air.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now he's two times a week, back then it was three times a week, mm-hmm. and he's on the air and he's talking and you can call in, and I've called in and talked to him,
mm-hmm.
and things like that on his show. And with Clyde Lewis, you know, he's a professional broadcaster,
mm-hmm.
and, but we know how he works. We know his stuff, right?
Yeah.
Because we've heard it. The, next week's a whole different bag.
Michael Trudeau, yeah.
Because Michael Trudeau is a professional broadcaster.
Yes, he is.
And
we're still floored at the fact that he wants to come on our show.
Right, he wants to come on and talk about something that scares us to death.
Yeah.
Is the upcoming cashless society.
Mm-hmm.
So next week, I don't know how to even approach that.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting show.
Because
tune in, definitely.
Oh, definitely, because he's professional. So I don't. Is he going to want us to grill him? Is he going to want is he going to be like, you know, now I'm the guy? You know, I don't know how he's going to take us, because he was for 14 years
mm-hmm.
on the Midas Report, which mm-hmm. is just a hugely successful. It still goes, but he's not
host. Not part of it anymore. No,
but he was the host of the Midas Report, and mm-hmm. I'm like. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
No, it's going to be one of those where
it might
be
the shortest interview ever. It might be the longest.
Yeah, we might just say, okay, we're going to keep going after this show cuts off, just to get everything in. We've done that before with some guests where mm-hmm. we're like, you know what, this is just too important to both parties here. Let's get all this down, and then you can download what you didn't hear in the archive. That's happened before, and we'll do that again. That's the flexibility we have on here. We can do that.
Yeah, I don't know how he's going to take to internet radio though.
Well,
because you know Clyde Lewis is familiar with this stuff, right?
Yeah,
mean, because he's you know around and hip and cool, and he's in the industry doing all the stuff. But Michael Trudeau was like. Famous,
mm-hmm.
you know, nationwide on the. Well, I mean,
well, when you threw that at me and said, "Hey, I got this email," and I'm like, "Let's see it," and I see the name on there. I'm like, "Excuse me, no. Okay, who's pulling one over our eyes here? Because no, this guy didn't want to come on this show,
and right?
Sure enough, I mean, this was the real deal, and we were like, "Wow, this is just amazing." Okay, well, great, and it is a subject that we have not. Tackled on this show yet.
Nope.
But
we've mentioned it several times, Mark of the Beast and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But
it's something we never really zeroed in on. Mm-mm. I mean,
and he's an expert. He's the expert.
Yeah, he's the guy to talk about this stuff.
All things finance.
Mm-hmm.
And upcoming financial things, including cashless society and what that means to us.
Well, Doug, you threw something out the other night, I think at the New Year's Eve get-together we had. Concerning government employees.
Did I have my pants on at that point?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, okay.
That's before you dropped trowel and ran up and down the hallways of the hotel.
Okay. Then I might remember it.
Well, it was concerning government employees.
Oh, yes, indeed. Last week,
mm-hmm.
They had announced that all government, all U.S., we're talking about United States,
yeah.
U.S. government employees are going to have like a unified ID system,
mm-hmm.
an ID badge, unified. They're all going to be the same kind,
yeah.
right? And on it is going to be a chip that knows everything about you and
yeah.
what you're allowed to do, what you're allowed to see, who you're allowed to talk to, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what's interesting about that is, you know, like right now, each agency does their own badging,
mm-hmm.
right? And when they unify this, what that means is the country's largest employer,
mm-hmm.
because the country's largest employer overall is the U.S. government.
And no, it isn't Walmart.
Right.
Okay.
Because what happens is that might be the largest employer in private industry, but when you're talking public and private, when you're talking just, you know, people,
mm-hmm.
Government, largest employer. So what happens is when you have that many people running around with a unified ID...
Mm-hmm.
What's the next step? Are exactly. they going to force, you know, their, you know, okay, well now Lockheed Martin, who's a supplier to the government.
Well, that's just the next logical step. I mean, well, if you have a government contract and you're a private company, well, look, if you want to keep making the money from us, you're going to need to bend to some of our terms. If there's anybody down here who knows about that, it's me, because I've worked in those in those environments before where we sit down and talk about contracts. And it's like, well, look, if you want to keep this contract, you got to do this with us, man, bottom line. And it even comes down to badging, too, because I have the badges to prove it.
Yeah.
Okay? And that is the next logical step right there, is that, okay, well, we are we're a third-tier supplier, for example, to the U.S. government for whatever service or manufacturing product we do, whatever it is. In order for us to do business, we are going to have to bend down to this new ID system they have.
So what happens is then everybody gets entered into the single system.
Mm-hmm. And that goes down from suppliers to the suppliers. I mean, that, it's just a trickle-down effect. And that makes us both very, very nervous.
Because
it's going to someday affect everyone. Everyone.
Because
period.
It's going to be where, oh, well, you know what? Driver's licenses are a form of ID.
You need to, that's going to be part
of
your work.
Let's put pressure on the states to put it all in this one unified system.
Now, and notice how this happens, too. Like I just said, it's a trickle-down effect.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen over years. It isn't going to happen overnight.
But it's not going to happen over decades, probably.
No, no.
It'll be within a decade or
within a decade, easy. Okay.
Or a decade and a half.
And that is just enough time for the public to slowly have it spoon-fed to them. To the point where they accept it.
Yeah.
And they don't look at it going, well, you know, I work for this company, and, well, you know, that's just what they want. And, of course, I mean, I'm going to put myself in the seat of an executive of a third-tier supplier of a third-tier supplier and go, okay, well, this is like 30% of our business here.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't bend to this, we're going to lose 30% of our business. That means layoffs, you name it. It all happens, right? We have no choice but to change to this. That could be over a year's time right there.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to think about this and think about where it's going. And that, well, it's just the government employees, no big deal. No, it isn't that simple. I wish it was. I wish the government did everything themselves as far as business goes,
right?
They didn't have any suppliers, but unfortunately it just don't work that way. They have
that lucrative contract.
Yeah. You gotta take the chip, so to say.
Take the chip.
You need to take the chip.
Or you can take the chip.
Or you don't eat.
Right.
I hate the quote, but you don't eat. You will not eat. And that's why we're gonna pull the contract. So it's something you might want to keep your eyes on. It's something you mentioned that the other night, and I was like, oh Jesus.
And that's from the identification angle.
Mm-hmm.
Next week Michael Trudeau is gonna talk with us about the financial side of it.
What all ties in.
It all ties together. It'll be records in a database.
Look at this.
Single Oracle database.
I long for the days where we paid cash for things.
Mm-hmm.
I long for the days, and I've been bitching about the last thing that happened to me, you know, with a certain musical instrument supplier.
Ah, yeah.
They just had me up in arms because I came in there with cash in my hand. And
what's
said,
your phone number?
What's your number? What's your address? What's this? What do you need to know all that for? I'm giving you a... Put it up to the light. You see the seal? Thank you. Very good. It's a real American dollar or $20 bill or whatever it was. This is a real money. You don't need to know...
Right, fingerprinted.
You know, unless I'm buying arms or whatever, you know. Well, if you want to buy that Scud, can we get your Social Security number, please? I mean, well, I can understand that to a certain degree. And you're going to want to... What are you going to be doing with this Scud, you know? I'm buying a DAT tape, okay?
Right.
There's not... The worst you can do with a DAT tape, this is what I figured out. It's a digital audio tape, so
right.
It's an analog-type tape, right? The worst thing I can think of you could do with one of those things is you could take the tape, all the tape out of it, and like kind of like make it all into like one kind of like a rope of tape, and then strangle somebody with it, right? That's the worst thing I can think of you could do with like as far as harm to another person goes, right?
Right.
Other than that, it's pretty, you know, you just record stuff on it, and you play it back, and, you know, use it for master copies. There's,
and that's
you know,
pretty much what you were going to use it for anyway,
master
copies of your band.
Yeah, so, okay then, what do you need my name for? Well, the first thing is going to be, well, we want to put you on our mailing list so we can send out our specials to you so you can get a better deal on something down the road. Well, I don't want to buy your crap, first of all. I'm only here because I have to be. Second of all... I don't care what you have on sale. If I want to buy something from you, I'll come here and buy it. And if it's on sale, more power to me then, right? So, and that's, I noticed that has happened, there's just, with all these large conglomerate retail.
Well, Radio Shack used to do that a lot, and then
same thing.
But yeah. But you could say to them,
no,
just make it out to cash.
Yeah,
I'm a cash customer.
Yeah,
that's because they had a cash account.
Yeah. But everybody seems to be using the credit cards and using the debit cards or cutting the checks. And I understand it's convenient because I write checks too.
Well, CVS has the CVS card. Kroger has a Kroger card. Oh, Farmer Jack went away from the Farmer Jack card. They got rid of that.
Well, because, yeah. That's just as far as retail goes. Yeah, and when you think about it, and this is what people like Alex Jones talk about. They're like, and this is, I mean, this is, you can find this. It's not even on the internet. You can look this stuff up. You can see it around you every day. You know, now you just mentioned an interesting one, CVS, you know, a drug retailer, and they sell everything else under the sun, too, nowadays. But, you know, we have this on sale. You can get this shaving cream for $1 off, right? If you have a CVS card.
If you have a CVS card.
See, if you're not part of our club, then you can't get the deal. Sorry.
Right. Free to join.
Yeah, it's free to join. You can't do that. Same basis with the chip.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't you want to be part of the club? Don't you want to be cool? Come on, man. It's rebellious. I mean, what a great way to market it to kids. Well, you're rebelling against your parents. Forget about dyeing your hair blue or piercing your nose or your face or whatever you're doing. Take the chip. You really want to scare people? Take the chip. That's when you're dangerous. And now they're marketing it. It's going on right now as we speak. And you're not going to be part of the club unless you take this chip. You're not going to get the deals. You're not going to get the advantages, you know, of the working folk, right? Unless you...
Is that what a working folk sound like?
Well, that's what they want. That's what they envision.
Yeah.
Take it from someone who knows right now who just lost his job this week, all right? That, you know, for no... And I wasn't taken out of there because I was a bad employee. Sorry, no more work. Bye.
Right.
That's well, hot. Now, in everyday terms, if
your work went to what, India and Kentucky or something.
Yeah. If I was to come down here, for example, one day and you guys said, Scott, we don't have no more work for you. You got to go. I'd be like, you guys, I'm going to kick the crap out of you. What's your problem? You know? I felt the same way about them.
Right.
Bit of a different situation.
Because they paid you.
Well, yeah. They kept the house paid for, you know. But. What? Why? I mean, I froze up there. I'm angry again. I'm fine. What are you looking in the air for? There's no answers up there.
I thought there was something in the air because there's that long, dramatic pause.
That's what they think, though. I mean, I hate to sound so negative about it, but...
Well,
you're just an employee. You know?
First heard about Mark of the Beast had to have been 15 years ago. So I was,
For the love of God, the system is called the Beast. We talked about this, Will, in the car one night. It's called Beast. It's an analogy.
Beast. I know.
Okay, now, I've never been too big on the Bible. I'll be honest with you. But...
I heard about it 15 years ago or so.
Is this an instruction manual or something they're using?
When my friend Dan, first Ghostly Talk listener, right? This was even before he was married to the other first Ghostly Talk listener. He brought in just this Xerox. I mean, it had been Xerox, and at the time it was a Xerox. It wasn't a photocopy. he brought in the Xerox page of just like lists and lists of things. It was like four columns and tiny little print, and of course it was all fuzzy, so it was difficult to read, and it had markings and drawings and things like that all over it. And it was some Bible quotations and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And what was happening, and at the time something or other was going on in Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only thing I distinctly remember, you know, that was going on at that time about that piece of paper. And it was all this stuff. And this was before internet, too. I mean, internet was there, but you had to be a researcher or a DOD person. And so this was just floating around the underground, you know. The old way when you used to go have to talk to people and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. And he brought this piece of paper. He showed me this Xerox piece of paper, and it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought at the time... No way. Absolutely no way anybody would ever in a million years, you know, let this happen.
And now,
guess what?
Last week you read the paper.
And it's happening.
Every place I go to buy something, they're wanting... I remember a time, and I told this to my father, because my father's old school. Obviously, all of our fathers are old school. Especially yours. But
yeah.
I remember a time, even in my lifetime, that giving your Social Security number out was a very taboo thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if somebody asked for your Social Security number, your eyes would pop up and you'd be like, excuse me? That's private information. You don't need to know that. I'm only buying a pack of gum, for God's sake. Give me a break.
Right.
Well, I mean,
on a newspaper.
Now you call anywhere to order just a phone service. And
I ordered cable.
What's your
Social Security number? I'm like, I ain't telling ya. It's none of your... Okay, I'll call someone else.
Yeah. Now, some companies I've noticed that they've said, well, it's just the last four digits. And they asked for the last four digits. But I have called some people, and I'm not going to lie. I've said, no, I'm not telling you that. And these weren't, like, critical things I needed anyway. So I said, well, look, if you need that kind of information, I'll just go to one of your competitors.
Right.
And if they say they want the same thing, I'll go to another competitor. And I've actually... It's worked out for me. So really, it is a matter sometimes of just standing up a little bit, going, look, that's none of your business, all right? I just want to buy a candy bar, okay? I just want to, you know, take part of your service so I can watch the History Channel or whatever, you know? I mean, you don't need to know this kind of stuff about me, I don't think.
Soon they're going to want your government ID, your single ID.
Yeah, number. What's your government ID number?
And then it'll get put in a database somewhere that you ordered this and that, and you watched Janet Jackson's boob pop out or something. And,
yeah.
You know, it's going to be insane.
Well, it's a matter of, you know, when you were a child, and this is going back, I think this is what certain people are trying to grab onto. When you were a child, you always wanted to be part of the club. You always wanted to be with the in crowd. You always wanted to be cool. I didn't, thank God.
I always wanted to stay home and read. But
yeah, see, I wanted to sit home and listen to music. I wanted to read, too. I wanted to do all kinds of things. I wasn't too worried about being, you know, part of the in crowd and stuff like that. I guess we were lucky in a lot of sorts nowadays.
I wonder if ghost hunters in particular, ghost hunters in general are...
Well, we're schizotypal, but we know that for sure.
Yeah.
You know. But, no, maybe, I think, if you want to talk about that, yeah, I mean, ghost hunters, I mean,
do you think we're more...
If there's anybody that's met we're ghost hunters, it's us.
Right.
We've met all shapes and sizes,
yeah.
And I have to say, I mean, most of the ones that I've met, people that are into this kind of thing, that study the paranormal, that are avid ghost hunters, that go out in the field, we are different.
Right.
We are different.
I wonder if they were, like, you know, president of the... Well, they're more
club,
like
whatever,
chess,
you know.
Chess club and stuff. But no, I mean, president of some sports team or something. I don't know how do they have presidents. But
I'm president of the wrestling team.
Were they, like, you know, really into all that group activity?
Well, everybody's
stuff,
everybody's like. Different. But the bottom line here, I think, is that most of us, nothing to take away from anybody else. Thank you for listening, by the way. Most of us wanted to be part of that in crowd. You wanted to be with the people that were happening, and what the chicks were, where the dudes were. You know, you wanted to hang out. You wanted to be part of that crowd. So nowadays, you know, we're adults now. We're walking around. Well, hey, look, if you want to get a dollar off that shaving cream, you got to be cool. You got to be with the in crowd, period, man. Or you're not going to get that dollar off, and you're not going to be cool. So let's see your card. Ring the, you know, ding, the laser hits your thing, and you're put back in. Okay, now they know exactly how much shaving cream you consume a year.
Exactly.
You know, I mean...
It's true.
And I understand from a marketing standpoint, yeah, it'll help you gauge your efforts better, so you'll be able to deliver the product better to the consumer and whatnot. I still don't think it's any of your business what my Social Security number is. I don't want to be part of the in crowd, and I know a lot of people out there listening to this show aren't part of the in crowd and don't want to be part of the in crowd.
And I don't blame them.
I don't blame them either, because the last thing I want to do, I quit drinking. I did. I pretty much quit. I mean,
so you're not part of the in crowd.
New Year's Eve, I had a shot of hot damn with our guitar player, because he wanted to celebrate. And I'm like, yeah, well, you know, I'll have a little bit of, you know, whatever. Had a couple of drinks with my coworkers this past Thursday, because it was our last time seeing each other probably for a very long time, if not forever.
Mm-hmm.
So I had an amaretto and soda. Heavy drink there, you know. But basically, other than that, I don't touch this stuff anymore. It isn't really because, I've been put in a situation millions of times. Come on, man, we're at a party. What's wrong with you, dude? There's people around, they're hanging, man. No, I don't really feel like it. I don't care to do it anymore. I'm not worried about, you know, getting drunk and being silly anymore.
Well,
maybe it comes with age.
Yeah, I've been like that for several years now.
You've been like that, Doug.
8 years.
And when you met me, I was a... Hey, man, so when I'm not ghost hunting, I'm partying. You know, that's what my life was. When I wasn't out doing this thing, and now more and more and more, I've become more intellectually stimulated with things. And mind you, alcohol isn't a very intellectually stimulating thing, even though I don't think that you should know. It isn't a bad thing. Enjoy yourself. Have fun. If that's what you like to do, that's great. But I'm not part of the in crowd anymore when it comes to that, especially with a group of people that I run with, that's what they do. And I'm one of those only people, and I'm still like, you know, well, look, bottom line.
Scott B. has never done that yet. He's going to
kill me for saying this, probably, but you want to know what Scott B. was when he graduated high school? The class valedictorian.
There you go.
His mother, I had to find that out from his mother, and he's going to kill me if he ever hears this show.
Oh, no.
But, no, he was a valedictorian of his graduating class.
Right.
And he's never touched it.
And he plays in a band. He hangs out with all...
He's with a rough crowd.
Rough crowd,
he runs with a rough crowd of us. You know,
and,
it's like,
and he doesn't touch the stuff.
He never lets anything affect his judgment, period. And it just still breaks down to what we were talking about a second ago. That's just one little example right there. How much do you care about being cool? Really, it's
right.
Because that's what they're trying to hit you with, period. That's what they're trying to hit you with. They're trying to hit your ego. Well, come on, man. You don't want to be cool? Well, you're just a square. Bye-bye. Well, we don't need you anyway. Forget it. Do you really care that much about what people think? Because I personally care about myself more. And what's going to make me happy.
I do, too.
Yeah, and that's what we all think. I mean, down in our hearts, that's what's the bottom line.
I don't do anything I don't want to do. And,
yeah.
You know, I...
Yeah.
And
I
just
you,
don't do it.
You do have to, be open for criticism. It's a healthy balance. You need these things. But last week, there's this newspaper article that you bring up on New Year's Eve. And it's got us all a bit nervous now, I think. And I'm glad it was brought up, too.
Single ID for government employees.
And it's a trickle-down effect. It's like anything else. It's a trickle-down effect. It will happen over a period of years to the point where you're going to be used to it. And you're like, oh, well, it's just part of business. Got to deal with it now. Just the way it is in this country. Got to deal with it.
The beginnings of the cashless society as well.
Yeah.
And that's what we'll be talking about with Michael Trudeau
next week. Yeah, it's going to be a very important show, I think. It's going to be a new show for us.
Extremely. Yeah, and it's something that we all think about. We do think about it here because that's the kind of stuff that scares us to the bone.
You're going to be paying 2 credits for a candy bar someday.
Yeah.
Not $2, 2 credits.
Yeah, that's a credit.
You're going to be on credits. And we've heard about that already in sci-fi and things like that, but it's a very real thing now. It's something for people to think about. Next week, it's gonna be
cashless society. It's gonna be because that's the other side of it: ID and finances.
Yeah, and those two, they're married together forever.
They're gonna
think
be
about
all
this week.
In a huge Oracle database somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, if you have any questions. Yeah,
I don't
if
want
you have any
happen.
Questions throughout the week, now that we've kind of pumped this a little bit, you know, we only
email
have one
us,
phone line.
Yeah, email us questions for Michael Trudeau.
I mean, yeah,
be in the chat rooms next week. Because,
be in the chat rooms. We want some feedback. We want to hear what Michael has to say about all these things because I know everybody out there has a million questions about this and ways to possibly avoid having this happen. What needs to be done? Because I know the majority of the American public doesn't want this to happen. I know that.
I hope
fact.
So.
The majority, a big fat majority, doesn't want this to happen.
And with that, though, we're going to have to close this show and make way for W Paranormal.
Yes.
Because W Paranormal, I'm sure, wants to get their first show of the year in the can.
Well, we've started this year off really good.
Yeah. This is a cool.
Pissing off the whole listener base again.
How's that?
Hey,
how's
you know,
that?
Hey. It's
but
always
I
fun.
Do have to
keeps
say thank you for listening, and definitely next week's show is going to be very interesting. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Havoc.
Yeah, thanks for coming
into the show.
Appreciate
and thank
it.
You, everybody, for listening. We'll be back on the air again next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Time until 9 p.m. Eastern Time with our special guest, Michael Trudeau. And until then, though.
Have a good week.
Have a great week and start your new year out right, and don't break your resolutions yet. You've still got another couple. Another couple days of your resolutions. Until then, I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
I'm Will.
And that has been Ghostly Talk.
Have a good week, guys.
True science will not deny the existence of things because they cannot be weighed and measured. It will rather lead us to believe that the wonders and subtleties of possible existence surpass all that our mental powers allow us clearly to perceive.
We must ignore no existence whatsoever. We may variously interpret or explain its meaning and origin, but if a phenomenon does exist, it demands some kind of explanation.
A quote from The Principles of Science, William Stanley Jevons, 1835 to 1882.